Those, you've got a few announcements from the library.
That's right. First off, just to say we are open. Have extended loans at the moment for items which are taken out for a week. That's DVDs, CDs, What's Hot books and magazines. You now get those for 18 days. So it's the best time to come. That's a good idea. We also got a summer reading promotion called Take Five, where we put together bundles of five books, eclectic mixes on a theme. So it may be five books which will have yellow covers, or five books which have the word beach in the title.
Yep.
Promotion, and you go in the chance every time you take out a bundle to win a fantastic hamper of books and got a bookmark promotion going on at the moment. Here's some of the bookmarks that we've produced, and those are based on genre reading. So it's a chance to explore some authors in a genre that you might not have tried, or
right.
Yeah, and
that's quite a few to get through.
Yeah, well, crime, thriller, whatever you're interested in. Which is a genre that very few people know much about, but a lot of people actually like the authors in that genre. Other authors that you'll like too. And magical realism is a type of fiction in which the world appears the same as ours, except that magical things can happen, or bizarre things can happen. Isabel Allende, Laura Esquivel, Eleanor Gill, Joanna Harris, and Alice Hoffman.
Very okay. Good. So who would be your favourite magical realist author?
Well, at the moment, I'm really keen on Eleanor Gill, who's one of my top five books for this year.
Yep.
This is her third book, The Moon Spun Round. It's a modern story set against the backdrop of the witch trials in the UK.
Right.
So it's a story of a group of women who have come together in the town of Hallowfield, and they've all been drawn there, and they historically, but it's also a story in which they are coming to understand themselves and coming into their own power as women. So it's a great story, beautiful language. She's got an excellent skill with New Zealand authors at the moment.
And has she released many books?
This is her third.
Her third,
yeah.
Right. And how does it compare with the other ones, do you think?
I think she's just getting better and better.
Right.
Definitely, yeah. Some of the other ones, so this is The Moon Spun Round. The first one was In the Shadow of Trees, and the second one was
she's similar to? Who would you say?
I would probably compare her to Joanne Harris.
Okay.
Most closely.
Great. Of course.
But these are my top five reads of 2008.
Well, anytime anybody says, well, this is an objective list of the best five books, you've got to take that with a grain of salt, because there's some sort of filter going on with some
classification
process. So.
Though, having said that, I do have to say this next book, Sarah Gruen's Water for Elephants, I read finally because absolutely millions of people were coming in and telling me, you have to read this book.
Yeah.
This book is fantastic. And it was such a range of people, it was, men, women, it seemed. Water for Elephants is atmospheric, gritty, and compelling. And it's a book which explores the fascinating world of the 1930s traveling circus. And the author reveals at the end that many of the anecdotes in the story were actual anecdotes from the traveling circuses, including an event where the fat lady has died and is paraded around. Have been promised extra pay if they put on a really good show of grief, and at the end they have a packed show after the funeral. So yeah, really, it have you laughing at times, and other times it's really sad. So it's just got a huge emotional range. A man in his 90s who's looking back on his life, and he was a young lad who got into the travelling circus by accident, and he was trained but not qualified as a vet, so they kept him on to look after all the animals.
Yeah. Interesting. And is this a book that's been on lots of people's lists as well for books of the year?
Yeah, it's won numerous awards, and very deservedly so.
Great. Well, we'll play a track now. This is a Guns N' Roses cover. FM. In the studio, I have Rhiannon from the library, and we're looking at the during the break we were just having a chat about different books appealing to different people. Didn't like it and wasn't enjoying it, and was having a chat with Jane about it. I had it already wrapped up for Jane for Christmas. But it really does... You must see people in the library have completely different reactions to the same book.
Absolutely. I was just saying that you can have someone come in and put a book down on the counter and say, oh, that was a complete waste of time, that was the worst book I've read this year. And then somebody else can come in right behind them and put the same book down on the counter and say, that was absolutely fantastic, the best book I've read this year, have you got anything else by that author?
Yeah.
So it's completely individual.
Yeah.
Particularly in a community library, we get quite good at getting to know our customers and knowing what they'll like, and we'll quite often see someone come in and grab a book off the shelf and say, hey, look, I think this is something you'll really enjoy.
Great.
And that's something that our customers really appreciate about being in a community library.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you've got another three there.
Yep. The first is Fernie by James Long. This is an unusual story. It's about two lovers who've reincarnated together over a series of lifetimes, and they've got all their memories from their past lives. And incarnation and hasn't reappeared, and Fernie's been looking for her for decades, and now he's in his 80s and she finally turns up much younger and married to someone else, which has never happened before. She's forgotten everything, and so Fernie is setting about very carefully and slowly reminding her of all of her past lives and helping her to come to understand why she's racked with nightmares. So it's got a sort of a dark edge to it, but it's a beautiful story, and I found myself what was going on and what was going to happen. So it became a really gripping, gripping story.
That sounds like a good one.
There's elements of that.
Or?
Yeah, you could compare the two. Yeah, definitely.
Which was also very gripping and hard to put down. So a good one to keep you involved.
Mm.
Whereabouts is that one set?
It's set in Somerset, actually, which was another really cool edge for me because I lived in Somerset for 4 years when I went back to the UK a while ago.
Right.
So it was a very familiar landscape. The Ringmaster, and she's another New Zealand writer. This is her second book, and it definitely confirms her as one to watch. It's been listed by The Listener as one of the top 100 books of 2008. Big heart, and so that's a nice element to her stories. And it's set in, again, we've got a circus element to this one. It's called The Ringmaster, and the circus are one of the groups of people who are suspected in a serial murder investigation. But she's also investigating the local university. So it's two quite different worlds being brought together in the investigation into who's responsible for the murders.
And is this part of a series, or is this just a one?
It's what you call a detective series.
Right.
Each story stands alone, but you have the same detective through all of them.
Right, okay.
And then finally, Rose Tremaine's The Road Home, which is a superbly well-written book, and it won the Orange Broadbent Prize for Women's Fiction this year, deservedly so. This one explores the boundaries between worker from Eastern Europe, and he's come to London to find work to support his mother and his daughter back home. He's also coming to terms with the death of his wife from leukemia, and it's very much a story about culture clash between Eastern European he wants to do with his life. So it's a very positive story in the end, though it's got Water for Elephants, I think it's got a big emotional range to it, so you
right.
can at times be laughing and at other times crying or feeling scared for him, but it's a really, really good story.
Great. Well, that sounds like some excellent stuff in there. As I was saying to you in the break, Rhiannon, we've got a couple of young kids. One's 3 and one's 14 months, and the 14-month-old is still not sleeping through the night, so I haven't had much time for books, but recently to get back into reading again?
Well, that's, as I said, that's very individual. But I think out of these ones, I'd recommend for you Water for Elephants, just because that one has been recommended to me by so many different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's well worth a look.
Great. Well, I'll try and check that out. Is that in the library at the moment?
You can put a hold on it.
Right,
it's,
okay.
It's on order.
I'll jump.
Cool.
Thanks for coming across, Rhiannon from the library
Thank
on
you.
Island Life on Waiheke Radio.